It's no use,
he said,
for you to be blubbering and crying. Your houses have all got to be burned up, and the power has got to go off with a big bang, and your furniture and beds will all be burned, and the baby's cradles, and I'm awfully sorry for it.
And here the tears rolled down his cheeks.
But we both have got to stick by each other, and you won't have any hope, and I expect you will all perish. Boo-hoo! But it won't do to back down. Boo-hoo-hoo! And the little babies will die, but the old thing has got to burn, you know?
Now, look here, Tomtit, said old Pluck, who with the rest of the boys had drawn near. Don't you be too hard on these people. I say, let the town stand.
The boys agreed with one voice, and Tomtit, kicking one of his little legs above his head, shouted in joy.
Yes, sir! Let the town stand, babies and all!
At this, the women rushed up to the little fellow and, seizing him in their arms, nearly kissed him to death. Back to an old-fashioned Christmas.
I'd like to know what we are to do next, sadly remarked old Pluck.
I'll tell you, cried Tomtit. Let the chief steal a bride.
The whole company stopped and looked at Tomtit.
Little boy!
Said they.
What do you mean?